الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We all made dua now after Asr namaz. How many of us made dua for Palestine? Not anyone. One sheikh, imam of Palestine, this Jummah that went past, he gave the shortest khutbah perhaps in the world. He stood for his khutbah and he said, with 30,000 martyrs, people who have become shaheed, 70,000 people who are injured, 200,000 homeless people, they've lost their homes, and this hasn't woken up the ummah. It hasn't made not even a dua from our side. And he says that, if that is the case, that my words, who must I speak to, and what effect will it have on anyone? Give iqama, and he started Jummah namaz. So it hasn't woken us up. And it isn't only that one person, alif, he phoned, he asked for some advice. Then I told him to tell the people to make dua for Palestine. So he said, we read Qunut and Azila. So that is not enough, Qunut and Azila in the morning. And how many of us really even say Ameen and when that Qunut and Azila has been made? How many of us, perhaps even we feel that it's taking too long now, this dua is too long for us also. And what is the condition? And make dua for them also, the suffering and the difficulty. And the main cause of all this, all difficulties, are our sins. Individually, collectively, the ummah, as we are not part of the ummah, which comes in the hadith, if any one part of the body pains, the whole, all the body parts, they are influenced by that. They have some effect of that. So, if this one part of the ummah, and we don't feel anything, either they not part of the ummah, or we not part of the ummah. Otherwise, we should have felt something. That what's happening? How can this be happening? And at the hands of the Jews, the accursed nation, and still it hasn't woken us up. And it isn't that I'm making dua, tahajjud time, after Zohar we have Yasin Sharif here. It should be at least a short dua, which should be there now very often on our tongues. And after Faraz is a time when duas are readily accepted. Allah give us tawfiq to feel for the ummah and to make dua for the ummah. And a person who does that, his martaba, his position by Allah is very high. Tonight is the sought after night. We all look forward to this night, make du'as on this night also, where inshallah we'll make du'a for many other things. Don't just by the way make du'a for Palestine. Give it itself. And also the causes of all this and why victory is not just coming. For all that also make du'a inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. We were discussing of the various ways of gaining proximity, closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has made all this such a way that, in the process, the thing is we get cleansed and purified. And how much a person is cleansed and purified, so much he gets closeness to Allah, so much Allah's love comes to him, so much his matters ease up in this dunya, so much barakat he gets in his life, goodness comes in his life. So this is the path that we should be sorting after, moving towards. We moving, moreover, even if we are like dini people, but dunya is more in front of us. That's how many properties have I acquired, how much investments have I made. All those things are our more important things. So we must make deen our object of our life and fit in dunya as we can and how much it is necessary. Not that we have made dunya our object and we are fitting in deen. And the more outwardly a person has fitted in deen in his life, the more he is regarded as pious. But the reality is that we must make deen. We have come in this dunya not for dunya's sake. الدنيا خلقت لكم. دنيا is created for you, not you are created for دنيا. وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. You have been created for آخرة. دنيا is to serve you so that you can work for آخرة. But we have reversed the whole thing and we are working for dunya all the time. Allah give us tawfiq and to understand. So to become closer to Allah, one of the things that we had mentioned was the zikr of Allah, zikrullah. And the zikr that we mentioned, that 100 times la ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah. That is more zikr of 2 types. One is zikr to purify us. As a medicine, as a treatment, as an operation, and one is as vitamins for sawab. So our zikr is more for our treatment. In the process, we get the other benefits also. And if we just, like a person doesn't think of his islah, he's just making zikr for barakat, for the sawab. So that is like vitamins, that is not to purify himself. So our dhikr, which we are prescribed for our islah, 100 times la ilaha illallah, and that is for those who have become bayat, who are in the silsila. Otherwise, that is not prescribed for everyone. There are certain medicines which we can buy over the counter at the chemist, and the others we won't get without a prescription. So this is dhikr, which is for our islah, that is not for everyone. Only if you have the prescription, then it is for you. So that zikr also, and there are many other muraqabas also that we should make. When reading the kalima, and we're making zikr of la ilaha illallah, think of it that this is that precious kalima, that the minute a person reads it, believes in it, he reads it, becomes a Muslim, he reads kalima, he was a jahannami till one split second before that. Just on reading it, he becomes a jannati. That a person who on whom Allah's anger was descending, now Allah's rahmat starts descending on that person. So this kalima is a very, very valuable kalima. لَيْسَ لَهَا حِجَاب دُونَ اللَّهِ. There is nothing that blocks it from reaching Allah Ta'ala. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, a person who reads 100 times a day, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah, which means all splendor, radiance, beauty, handsomeness, everything will be in that person's face. He will be the most splendid, magnificent person, most beautiful, most handsome. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, explained this to us. The 14th full moon is when the moon is full. The whole moon is visible. The moon is there all the time. The full moon is there all the time. But according to its rotation, there are certain times when we hardly see the crescent. Other times we see the full moon. So when a person starts with La ilaha illallah, it is like when we don't see the moon, like the first day of the lunar calendar, the Islamic month. And we have to search and hunt for that moon. But as it carries on, in 14 days time, it has become a full moon. So if we start with our zikr of La ilaha illallah, and we carry on, then the whole moon was there, but it's in darkness. The sun's rays were not falling on it, and then slowly it came. So as we read also, we are full of darkness also. The heart is dark, but by barakat of kalima, now nur will start coming. And as we carry on, it will be like the 14th full moon. So that is what we have to acquire. And then the other half don't go down again, like the moon again. It goes towards darkness. But we must carry on. We must be worried of our istiqamat all the time. Many a person, he makes zikr for a little while, he gets the enjoyment, he sees the benefit, and then he becomes lazy. And then he stops. Many a person stops his zikr again. Then we're going like the moon goes down again. So don't go every month up and down. We must go up and remain up and go higher. And the only way to stay up is to go higher up. The minute you stay one place, then you'll fall down. If you throw a ball up, it will go up all the time, as long as the amount of force you threw it upward. But the minute that it comes to an end, it won't stay in the air. It will come down faster than what it went up. So we also, if we came for Ramadan, we spend our time, and mashallah, there are so many brothers who are doing everything seriously. And when we now, by the end of Ramadan, if we stop there, then we will come down faster than we went up again. We have to carry on all the time. So the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is very, very important. And the various muraqabahs all can be mentioned now. They are written in the kitabs, acquire the kitabs and follow. And whoever will go in this path and remain always under a sheikh. Don't stay ever without a sheikh. Even if your sheikh passes away, make another sheikh. No matter, you become a big sheikh also. But don't stay without a sheikh. Stay under a sheikh, and then Allah will open more on you. If you're without a sheikh, you may start claiming, I'm a Nabi, I'm this, and funny things that I'm Allah also. A person goes out, what all his piety, he goes out completely. Stay under the shadow of a sheikh. This will keep us protected. And with that, Allah will open so much more upon us. If we are regular with our dhikr, we will be surprised what secrets Allah is opening upon us. They are there, but what is the secret? It is there, but you don't know about it. Then now you come to know about it. So Allah will open this to us. And all of them are not only enjoyable, are extremely beneficial also for us. But also remember always, to do it under the guidance of a sheikh. Don't become independent of the sheikh. Even if you are bayat, but you are independent of your sheikh, you are in great danger also. And great mashayikh, the great murideen, went completely off track. For example, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, one of his murid, very, very close, and academically, knowledge-wise, so advanced, that Hazrat should give his bayan, and immediately after the bayan, he presented the whole bayan to Hazrat in Arabic. Hazrat should give the bayan in Urdu. And the whole bayan, as soon as the bayan is finished, he presented it to Hazrat in Arabic. But he became of that type that Hazrat had to write an article about him, Muzi Murid. Like you have a snake which harms you. You have scorpions which harm you. This is a murid of mine that harms me like this. He went so much off track. So we have to be very, very careful. So anyway, so with the dhikr of Allah, where Allah says, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, and the other part, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Read the tasbih of Allah also. And the tasbih of Allah, which we will mention, is not necessary to be bad. The whole ummah is giving permission. It is like that medicine you can buy over the counter. You don't need a prescription. And the tasbihat which are prescribed, and they are extremely, 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 not only beneficial, necessary, important, really, which we cannot do without. The three tasbihat which are famous, is Tawbah and Istighfar. And read it in that order also. First start with Tawbah and Istighfar, and then Durood Sharif, and then the third Kalima. When I became bi'at to my sheikh first, Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, I was still a student, so I didn't ask for wazifas, and Hazrat didn't give wazifas also. Anyway, after that, when we completed, then I asked, Hazrat prescribed this, 1200 times, 300 times La ilaha illallah, 300 times Tawbah Istighfar, 300 times Durood Sharif, 300 times third Kalima, so 1200. Allah gave me tawfiq, I did it for a while, and then, as usual, we become weak. But the benefit of that, I can still make out in my life till now. Whoever will do it, and do it diligently, and carry on for life to do it, then afterwards, alhamdulillah, ask Hazrat further zikr, etc. Allah gave, Hazrat gave and carried on how much we could. But to make this the three tasbihat 100 times each, it's not lot, it's not difficult. But if you feel that I'm too busy, I can't start with 10 times each, then may increase it after a reasonable period to 25, then to 50, then 200. But 100 times each, and this, don't do it while walking around, while driving. Sit one place. More than this, do that you can do while you're walking also, while you are driving also, while you are even talking with somebody. If you want to carry on making your zikr, no problem also. But the basic, do it sitting one place, concentrating. And the more we will use or adopt all the etiquettes, wudu, facing qibla, so much more benefit we are. And very, very important, the amount of concentration. If we are unmindful, it's better billion times than not making zikr. And making with concentration is billion and trillion times better than that zikr which is made without concentration. So there is goodness in it in every way, but there is no limit how much we will do it correctly. So the one is of tawbah and istighfar. There are no limits to the great benefits of istighfar and tawbah. These are two separate things. Istighfar, we ask forgiveness for the sins we have committed. We admit. Tawbah is we promise we won't do them again. So this year, if istighfar, man lazim al istighfar, a person who makes istighfar compulsory upon himself, a man kathura, who reads it in abundance. And abundance is 3 times also. Abundance is 7 times also, is 10 times also, is 70 times also, is 100 times also. So whatever, try and start at the bottom end and carry on all the time. For that person, Ja'alallahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja. Every hole which you can't come out from, Allah will make 100 ways for you to come out. 1,000,000,000 ways for you to come out. We just have to make our istighfar. And min kulli faraj, min kulli hammin faraja. And from any worry, Allah will open many roads for you to come out. Depression, anxiety, worry, sadness, all this. By istighfar, Allah will count. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give you rosy from sources you cannot understand. You will be surprised yourself how Allah is opening the doors of rosy. I was thinking, rosy is in my shop. And now I see rosy is coming from so many sources besides my shop, besides my job. Allah is giving all on istighfar. And the benefits of istighfar, we can carry on and on, we won't end. The necessity is to start making. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali writes on the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah won't punish the people, the kuffar, referring to them, as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is amongst them. How other nations were wiped out, and the Nabis were there, but the Nabis were removed from them. Then Allah wiped out those nations. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as long as he is, Allah won't completely wipe out the whole nation. And when he's not there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left us now. As long as we keep on making istighfar, Allah's punishment won't come. And yeah, ulama explained that the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they should make tawaf nakedly. They should make tawaf clapping hands and whistling. In spite, but they should carry on saying ghufranak as they were making. In spite of that, making tawaf of Baytullah naked and respecting their idols which are there and naked and whistling and clapping. What audacity? How? What? At Kaaba Sharif. We can't take taking photos today. People talking loudly and showing disrespect to the Kaaba. But they were making istighfar, ghufranak. Mulla Ali Qari says that also benefit. And he says, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ. When istighfar benefits the kuffar, فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Then how is it that it won't benefit the mu'mineen and the pious? Even the pious, we make istighfar, what benefit we will get? So istighfar has got lot. Then durood sharif, unlimited the benefits of durood sharif. You read one time durood, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. Durood is a dua, a special dua, dua of special rahmat. And you send one time, and this is also so beautiful that Allah told us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. We heard the ayat of the Quran where Allah is telling us to read durood, but it still doesn't bring a response in us to read the durood. When are we going to read durood? So the durood we have to read. Allah told us, you send durood. Now what do we do in return? We telling Allah, you send durood. Allah told us, like a father tell his son, do this job. And you tell the father, you do this job. Because we are not fit to send durood. We haven't got that mouth to send durood. We say, oh Allah, on our, and Allah says, I will send the durood, you not fit. You tell me, I'll send it. And I'll record it in your account, that you did it. And what you could never do, send that durood as it was on my beloved, pure, honorable Nabi. Where have you got the mouth that you send direct durood to him? We don't say, Usalli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. We don't say, we everywhere, Sallallahu, Allahumma Salli, oh Allah, you send. We could not. And Allah records it that you send it. And that pure durood which I will send, it will be recorded that you send that. And still we don't send durood. And of the ashraful ibadat, the best of all ibadat, is durood sharif. After our faraiz, wajibat, sunnat, muakkada, the greatest ibadat is to send durood sharif. One durood we send, and 10 duroods Allah is sending on us. And still we are stingy. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah Ali, says that this business of sending durood sharif, we know there is furniture business, there are car business, there is a wholesale business, retail, lot of business. There is one business which is there, which we don't see unless the eyes of the heart are open. Then we see that business of sending durood sharif. And this is the easiest business. You don't even have to go to your shop. It will function remote control. Your shop will function. You can sit at home, but you are just reading your durood, and you see everything is happening. The mind, the things are coming out from under the ground. All the valuables, they are coming in the market. People are buying, and you just keep collecting your reward. Such a business is durood sharif. So when Abdul Ghani, rahmatullah Ali, said, this is like buying shares on the stock market. And it's up to you how much shares you want to buy. The more you buy, you're going to, the more durood you're going to send. And for every durood, not 10 benefits, not 20, up to 70, 80 ulama have counted. You read one durood, 10 gunas are forgiven. 10 sawabs are written down. 10 your stages are raised by Allah. 10 durood Allah is sending on you. There is no limit to it. And ask ourselves, how much durood do I send a day? And today one day has passed, we are here in i'tikaf. Ask ourselves, how much durood did I send today? Durood must be such a thing that it's there, right in front, it's the headlines. It's a surkhi, it's a special thing that we can see all the time. We're going shopping, is that is compulsory, every shopping list. And it's top of the list. I have to do this. Allah give us tawfiq of durood sharif. And by reading durood sharif, inna awla an-nas bi aktharuhum inna awla an-nas bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The person who will be the closest to me on the day of qiyamah is the one who sent the most durood. There are three meanings the ulama have written for this. One is sending of durood, and you will be the closest physically next to you. One is you'll be the dearest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times a person is far. Your beloved is far from you, but they have the most. There are many people around you. You go shopping, the whole shop is full, but those people are not dear to you. Your family who is at home, they are very dear to you. So no matter where you are, but you'll be the dearest to Rasul. It is that person who will gain the most intercession. The day when every person will be so desperate for intercession and nobody will be prepared to do anything. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. Everyone will be running from one another. On that day, Nabi Ali said, you will get the most intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One durood have taken people from their destruction in their qabr on the day of Qiyamah and taken them to the heights of Jannah. Allah, let us read durood Sharif. And then the third is the third kalima. We read the third kalima. This family, whether it is third kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, or it is our tasbihate Fatimi, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 34 times, Allahu Akbar. Or whether it is Subhanallah bihamdihi. Or whether it is Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The last Hadith Sharif of Bukhari Sharif. Kalimatan, Habibatan ila Rahman. Khafifatan ala lisan. Thaqilatan fil mizan. Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. As every Bukhari Sharif khatam we attend, and Allah's fadl today in our country, Allah has made it possible for us to attend Bukhari Sharif khatam. And we see always the great virtues that are mentioned, and the various reasons ulama explained why this Imam Bukhari made it the last hadith of his death after the whole academic system of the whole Bukhari Sharif, and what discussions on it, and what depths of knowledge are opened up. But at the end he says, make dhikr. Your doors will open to all this knowledge if you will make dhikr. And your what you have learned, to practice on it, make dhikr. To purify yourself and become hamil, the carrier, the courier of this great deen and knowledge of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, purify yourself, make dhikr. And a simple dhikr, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, which the hadith itself explains, very easy to read, not difficult. And khafifatan al-lisan, and very much loved by Allah Ta'ala, habibatan, when Allah loves it, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is declaring it. And on the day of Qiyamah, don't think they are just those simple words and they haven't got value. Saqilatan fil mizan. They will be not only very heavy, weighty, very, very, very weighty on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give us tawfiq. How many of us read third kalima today? One time. This is a thing that we can't do without every day. So what our zikr? Our third kalim, our three tasbihat, is toba istighfar. We are drowning in our sins and no toba istighfar. No sorrow, no feeling. Tawbatu and nadamatu. Nadamu. It is being sorry. We don't feel sorry we committed sins. We're just committing sins and we don't. At least, and the words of Tawbah Istighfar are not the actual Tawbah. That are just the words. But how beautifully our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, this is planting the seed. When you plant the seed, the tree doesn't grow immediately. You don't get the fruits immediately. And the benefit of those fruits, you are eating bananas, which are very healthy if you eat it in the mornings. Many other fruit, what great benefits they have got. But just when you're planting the seed, you're not going to get that benefit. That's going to take So plant the seed is the words of Tawbah. Then water it. Nurture, give fertilizer. Let the tree grow. Let the fruit come. And then you eat. Thamaratul istighfar. Ulama have written kitab, the fruits of istighfar. That will come, it will take its time. But at least plant, if you don't plant the seed, what's going to happen? Thought that I'll plant a feather and a fowl will grow. It doesn't happen like that. Plant the seeds of istighfar and see the fruit of istighfar that will come. Allah give us tawfiq. So zikr, very important. If we want any, we came here, Alhamdulillah, we're spending our time, spending it well, everything. But if we don't carry on, and we just leave it there, we also just will be left in nowhere. We have to carry on. So our dhikr also regularly, our tasbihat also very regularly. Then there are many other few that come to mind, inshallah. May Allah make the more beneficial ones come to mind. We'll discuss them. Then they are printed in the kitabs. Follow the, what other wazifas. Buzurgani deen have written, man la wirda lahu, la warida lahu. A person who haven't got wird, who haven't got his wazifas to read, who hasn't got a prescription of what I must do. I must read Quran Sharif. After doing our namaz, everything, my Quran tilawat, my surahs I have to read, my zikrs I have to make, my duas I have to make, duas of the 24-hour daily duas. And they are so valuable that Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, when he passed away, very great buzurg, big janaza, and everyone wanted to have the barakat, the honor that I carried Mawlana's, I touched his janaza also. Because of that, it was being jostled, going this way, everyone pulling it this way, that way. Some great buzurg, pious person, he took a deep sigh, Allah gave him kashf, and he says, please make announcement that the Mawlana's janaza must go straight to the qabr. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is waiting for Mawlana. And to keep Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam waiting is very be'adabi. So tell them. And then he added and said, the reason for it is the great work of tabligh on its place, the reward. But this great honor Allah gave because Mawlana was very particular of reading the du'as of the various occasions. Step out of the house, there is a dua. You wake up, there is a dua. You go and sleep, there is a dua. Before going toilet, there is a dua. After coming out of the toilet, there is a dua. Before wuzu, there is a dua. During wuzu, there are all the times. And that is without any effort. And just you have to get trained. And this is part of tarbiyat and islah. That you read all your duas of the... And without you thinking also I'm pious, you'll be extremely pious. You'll just be making. But today we, who sit in the car, we'll be more worried of the seat belt than we are worried of dua. Anything else, when we lock the door, we'll be more worried, are my premiums paid on my insurance or the dua to be read when locking the door. When switching off the light, there is a dua also. Bismillah. And it's so simple, but we don't do it. So anyway, this is... So all these du'as, no real effort. And you won't regard yourself, you won't think yourself as pious, but you'll be extremely pious by Allah Ta'ala. So there are many du'as like this that we have to read. So amongst them, one du'a is of the wazifas that we have to read. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that Mawlana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he said in an tablighi ijtima', in the morning I don't have my breakfast. I don't do any of my work until first I don't put 70,000 farishtas, angels, on my duty. Let them start making dua for me, then I have my breakfast, then I start doing my work. What is that? It comes in the hadith. A person will read 3 times in the morning after Fajr and also after Maghrib for the whole night. A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. 3 times. And then the last 3 ayats of Suratul Hashr. Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu alimul ghaib till the end. 3 ayats. This A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim. 3 times. And then the 3 ayats, 1 time. A person who reads that, Wakkalallahu bihi. Allah appoints for that one person who read it, 70,000 malakin, 70,000 farishtas. They are relieved of all the other duties. They won't be seeing to the rain coming down. They won't be to see to the winds blowing. They won't be engaged in the zikr of Allah. All their work, 70,000. Try and place it in our mind. Not 1-2 laborers you got. Not 1-2 attendants to you. Many women, in the places where they're living in so much of luxury. One woman has got 3-4 maids attending to her. Not the housework is separate. The yard work is separate. The washing is separate. To attend to her, she got 3-4 maids. But this is 70,000 farishtas. Only exclusive for you. يصلون عليه أي يدعون له يدعون له. They got no other word but just to make dua for you. Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma irhamhu. Every time, what duas? Wherever you are going, they are busy. They are what you making duas. You ask a buzurg to make dua for you. You bet him in India, Pakistan, wherever in the world. You came away. He is there, out of sight, out of mind. You forgot him. He forgot you also. But this 70,000 farishtas are what you making dua. And farishtas making dua. Buzurgs are buzurgs. They are pious. But the farishtas, not one guna, not the thought of guna crosses their mind. And they've got no wives. They got no families to earn for. They got no shop to go and open. Their work is only the ibadat. They are making dua for you. And 70,000 are making dua. Just what did we do? What was our work? 3 times, A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Alim. And 1 time each, Wallahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu. Perhaps a minute or so. And 70, whole day, Yusalluna Ali. وَيَدْعُونَ لَهُ وَإِمْ مَاتَ فِي ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمِ أَوْ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ. The day he read this or that night, مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. He dies as a shaheed. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that is there a way that a person can get the maut of a shaheed without being in the battlefield? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said yes. And on that occasion, and how many other amal we are taught, you do this, you get the maut of a shaheed. So how easy, let us try and do that every day. After Fajr, after Maghrib, never miss out. 3 times, A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Alim, and then, Huwallahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu, for the start, look in the Quran and read. But it's not difficult, and it's so beautiful, those ayahs. A person enjoys reading those ayahs. And if you look at the meaning, Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, many times when we have a majlis, then he says that many times it happens that the children would like to get together, family gatherings, and now we talk about our father, our grand. He is like this, he is like this, he's got this quality. And the parents here, they get happy. Or you speak about your ustad, that our ustad, how, what qualities. Or you speak about your sheikh, the sheikh gets happy. And sometimes the sheikh speaks about his student, murids. And the ustad speaks, my student, they have done, my children have done this. So this is the occasion when we're reading this, we are getting together and talking of our Allah. Hu Allah. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ. How happy! Allah, my Allah is speaking about me. So Allah deputes 70,000 malaika, go, make dua for them. And by dua, everything gets done. And by things happening, things don't happen. Dua is the thing. The Ulum Dioban was established, and the ulama were happy they established when they wrote to their mentor, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi. He said, that was my dua of the Kaaba Sharif of day and night. The dua is Makkah Sharif and the building in Dioban and the madrasa coming up there. Dua makes things happen in the world and far remote control. Dua is made one unknown person making dua. And we don't know what is happening in which part of the world. What goodness comes. So Allah has given us. So this is a very precious. There are many other such wazaif. Yesterday we mentioned also of the 5 ayat, the 10 ayats that we have to read, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should speak about among themselves. We don't know of any intelligent person who doesn't read this 5 ayats before going to, 10 ayats before going to sleep. Just to recap it again, it was Alif Lam Mim till the till Muflihun, and Ayatul Kursi till the Ruku, Lillahi Ma Fis Samawat till the end. That is all. Nothing much. But what great rewards! Just to recap again, that a person who reads this He is saved from Shaitan the whole day if he read in the morning, the whole night if he read it at night. So don't delay in reading it in the morning or at night also. Come in the protection. You will be saved from Shaitan. And Shaitan causes all the misery, all the problems in our life. You will be saved from him. And which place you read it in, that place will be saved from Shaitan. If you read it in your house, the TV won't go on. If you read it in your house, the cell phone with all the filth and dirt won't go on. Now Shaitan, he's the one who makes us do all this. He'll be out. The third thing is that you will not get any unsavory, sad, unhappy things, news about your family or about your wealth by the barakat of reading this. You won't hear of anything about what you don't want to hear about in your family, in your home. And you read it on a mad person, he will also get, he'll get shifa. And a person who reads it at night, he won't forget his Quran Sharif. So what great benefits there are. Then there are four sets of ayats, which are by the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah was going to reveal these ayat, and these have been approved as being correct, you practice for practice and for propagating and encouraging other people. They are 100% correct and authentic. These surahs, these ayat, were by the throne of Allah. When Allah was going to reveal them, they said, "Oh Allah, are you going to reveal us to those people who cause murder, bloodshed, havoc, all types of sins? You're going to send us down to such people." Allah at that time took qasam that whoever will read you after Farz namaz, these four ayats, Allah, four sets of ayats, then one, I will look at that person 70 times a day with mercy, which really means whole day. 70 is used for excessiveness. Or 70 times a day, Allah will look the whole day. Allah will look at with mercy to that person. The second is, I will give that person a place in Haziratul Quds, which is the heights of Jannatul Firdaus. I will give him a place there. Third is, I will see in one riwayat, I will save him from 99 diseases, the lowest of which will be worry, depression, anxiety. And in another riwayat, 70, the lowest of it will be poverty. And the fourth great favor Allah will do to that person, Allah will protect him from his enemies. And in fact, Allah will give him the upper hand over his enemies. The enemies won't be able to touch him or harm him. He will have control over his enemies by reading this after the Farz namaz. What is that? He's reading Surah Fatiha, reading Surah Fatiha, and then Ayatul Kursi. We read Ayatul Kursi, and then Shahid Allah. The Ayat Shahid Allah, and the Ayat with it, Inna Deena Inda Allah Islam. Those two ayats. And then the fourth set of ayats, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And the ayat of تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ as well. That's all. So little. But just keep in mind, ulama fuqaha have written, those Farz namazes that have got sunnat-e-mu'akkada after them. First finish your sunnat-e-mu'akkada and then read this. Don't delay. Sunnat-e-mu'akkada is very important for to be joined as close as possible to the Farz. So a short dua, don't read all your wazifas at that time. At that time, first your sunnat and after that, then you read this here. So a person who will read this, four great virtues for that person. Allah give us tawfiq to turn towards Allah and work in the farm of Akhirat. This ad-dunya, mazra'atul Akhirah. And a person, man yuridul Akhirah, a person who makes his niyadah, nazid lahu fi harthihi. Allah says, we will increase him. In other words, you make the niyat. Man kani yuridu harthah. You make your niyat, I want to work, you make a niyat, I want to do mango farming. I want to do lychee farming. By your niyat, nothing is going to happen. But you make your niyat, I want to do farming of akhirat. Allah says already, nazid lahu fi arzi. Already we start increasing in his farm now. You only made your niyat, and Allah, you be sincere in your niyat. I want to work in the farm of akhirat. Where there are many, many farms, there are farms of akhirat also. And farms also, how beautifully the Quran Sharif has explained. Pieces of ground are all attached. Qitum mutajawiratun. All the earth grounds are all joined to one another. But every piece of ground is different. One piece of ground, there are diamonds there. So don't go and plant bananas there. To dig and take out diamonds from there. Another piece of ground has got oil under it. Don't go and plant mangoes there. Or mealies you can plant there. What it is for. And all of them are joined with one another. So see, the farm of akhirat is also there. We are in the small, we're planting mealies here, and we're planting bananas here, and we're planting dunya things. Plant akhirat things. And see what Allah is going to give. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One beautiful dua we should recite when leaving home. It comes absolutely authentic also. Simple dua, three simple duas. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. All three duas everyone knows, every Muslim. Which Muslim doesn't know Bismillah? Which Muslim doesn't know tawakkaltu ala Allah? Which Muslim doesn't know wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah? Three simple, great, great duas. When stepping out of the house, step out with the left leg. And the first time you step out must be for Fajr. And whenever you step out, read this dua. When you three duas we read, either Allah Ta'ala himself or he appoints a farishta to announce and tell you that the first thing, wuqita, you have got your security for the day. You read this dua. Today, how lot of effort is made in security? How many CCTV cameras are operating 24 hours? Men are manned to look at them at night. Half the night, wife looks. The other half night, the husband looks. Just looking at the CCTV all the time. You're looking around you, what is happening outside? 100 meters, kilometers away, you got a shop, business, warehouse. You are watching there also what's happening. And you can do nothing about it. You can see it all happening, you can't. You read this, nothing can go wrong. You're so particular about this insurance, that I must get covered, this also. That is still left out. Let me include that also. All you are doing, but all your insurance policies can't stop the harm happening. And when it happens, they look for in the fine print for an excuse not to pay out. But this insurance won't let it happen in the first place. And you go and sleep peacefully. You don't have to worry anything. When you lock your doors, Bismillah. And everything you did, and now you go and sleep peacefully and have wonderful night dreams. You're dreaming in the day dreams, have night dreams also. But you read your dua, you got no worry. Just you read this here. So, wuqita is one. Kufita. All your needs will be satisfied for the day. Every day we go out, we got new needs. Today this latch is broken. Today I have to buy a bulb. Tomorrow I have to go and attend to this. All the times your needs will be fulfilled. And hudita, your hidayat for the day is also guaranteed. Today at a time when all of us just talking, blowing hot air, whether, I don't know, from the front and the top or the back and the bottom. We'll be just blowing hot air. Oh, very dangerous times. You lose your iman. You'll be mu'min in the morning, kafir at night, mu'min at night. But we're doing nothing about it. Just read this dua and guaranteed your hidayat is guaranteed. Not only of your iman, hidayat of making your five times namaz, hidayat of having good akhlaq and character. All your hidayat guarantee is done. And on top of that, only three duas you got in return, three great. What duas you made? Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. We haven't understood the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So little we have to do. And everything we get, not so much. Everything we get. And more also. Yeah, three dwarfs and three dwarfs we got. And then three dwarfs we made with our weak hearts, our dirty mouths filled with guna, backbiting, ghibat, all the evil. And we got three dwarfs from Allah Ta'ala. And the fourth, وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And shaitan moves out of your way also. Shaitan comes into your way, and then he deceives you, he misleads you, he puts temptations in front of you. Now by reading this, shaitan doesn't come in front of you. We are not of the caliber of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that the road he walked, shaitan chose another. He would never come near him. But by reading this dua, the effects can come to us. We can also be like that. Just by reading this dua, shaitan won't cross paths with us. He won't come in our way and he won't tempt us and let us do. But we don't do it, unfortunately. And even after all this is spoken, still we don't do it, unfortunately. Allah give us tawfiq to do. So all these are very, very valuable duas. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who will read in the morning 7 times, Hasbi Allah, La ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. And what a dua also, Hasbi Allah, Allah is sufficient for me. A person who has, bring that conviction, Allah is enough for me. I don't need anyone else in my life, I don't need no one. That person is a king of kings. La ilaha illahu. What force and power is there besides Allah? Who can lift and who can open a wink your eye without the will of Allah? Who can take a breath in or breath out? Who can do it without the will? La ilaha illahu. Alayhi tawakkaltu. I have put my full trust on him. I haven't put my trust on America. I haven't put my trust on Israel. I haven't put my trust on the government. I put, and alayhi tawakkaltu, it should be tawakkaltu alayhi. But by this, taqdeem ta'khir is hasar. I put my full trust only on him. Not also I trust Allah. I only trust Allah. That is what we have to work, that iman, that my full trust is on Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. From hasbi Allah, what is the meaning? And he is the Rabb. He is the creator. He is the sustainer, the looker of arshil azim. Arshil azim, majariya qaza. That is the court where all rulings and decisions for the world are made. No judge can say right guilty or not guilty. No petrol price can go up or down. No dollar price can change until it doesn't happen by the court of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever happens in this world is all from majariya qaza. And you have put your full trust on him. A person who reads the words are such which are more than enough for a mu'min. And a person who reads this 70 times, kafahu Allah. Allah will protect him. Allah will save him. Ma ahammahu. Whatever worries you can think of. Ham is that gham alladhi yudhibul insan. Worry, there is gham also in Arabic language, worry and gham also. This gham is that gham. This worry is that worry which melts a person. He is so much depression, he can't get out of his bed also. He doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want, namaz is out of the question, meeting people is out of the question. He's just all the time, and if we hear the stories of people of their depression, what thing, what depression they going, Allah will save him of the worst type of depression. كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا هَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whether it can be worries of dunya's matters, or matters of akhirah. I've committed so many gunas. What's going to happen to me? I'm going to be exposed on the day of Qiyamah. In front of my worst enemies, my jealous people who are jealous, I'm going to be exposed in front of them. All, whatever, Allah will save you from all that. 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu. And read it with the meaning and see it's boosting your iman. It's what a strong imani booster also. As you read it, don't just read it without any thought. Read it with its meaning and then see how your iman is increasing all the time. And what all great benefits. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair says, when Switzerland can make a watch that is waterproof, If it's 20 meters underwater, 200 meters underwater, forget one drop of water, the vapor of water also can't get waterproof. So what is difficult for the creator of Switzerland and the creator of the world to make a heart that is worry-proof? Allah will make a heart that is worry-proof. You'll be in the midst of all worrying circumstances. This worry, that worry, this problem, that problem. You'll be in the middle of it all, but you won't have any worry in your heart. You'll eat well, you'll sleep well, you'll have no worry. All this is guaranteed for us, but it's for us to do it. And just to do it, that's all. And that is why we are here to train ourselves. After Ramadan, now see, are we getting these things? Any one of us got that concern? Let me get the Wazifa Kitab and see what Wazifas I have to be reading. We're spending our Ramadan, we're spending our 10 days, but we're not coming on, not coming in lane. We are not getting our, you went by the parking meter, you didn't take your ticket. We're not taking our ticket. We are not getting permission what we have to be doing. Now you are trespassing. Now you are illegal. Do what we have to do. And so simple. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is easy. Yuridu Allahu bikumul yusra. Allah desires only ease and comfort for you. We put ourselves in the turmoil of this dunya. And we go to all the heavy toil of toiling for dunya. Allah wants to make your life easy for you. Sit comfortably. Just make your little effort for akhirat, little bit. Just move your lips a little bit. Let it have an effect on your heart. Let your mind come and work for akhirat, and everything is done for you. You don't have to work. You're not a gym boy. You're a lani. You don't have to sit in the driver's seat also. You don't have to change gears and press pedals. You must sit in the back seat. You don't have to open your door. Your door will be open for you. And you'll be put in your seat and made comfortable and asked, anything else we can do? And at the end, we make us maaf, we didn't do enough. Death, life, Allah wants to give every mu'min. But we just have to apply ourselves. And Allah will give it. You don't have to have the desire for that. You don't have to pay people to do that for you. You pay, they will do it for the bank notes, the dirty bank notes. And when they do it, when Allah appoints them, they will do it with their heart. And they will do it with, they'll say, it's my pleasure, it's my honor to do this for you. This is what Allah wants to give us. But we prefer to go on the other route. Who can be more stupid? Allah, open our... So the zikr of Allah, there are still plenty beautiful du'as. You may read them, learn them, and do them. And the real thing is to be doing this du'a and see what is not in store for us. Everything is in store for us. Just get into it, and especially after Ramadan, then moreover we be istiqamat. We remain firm and see what Allah will give us. Allah give us all tawfiq.